plane survived Easter. That's the main thing.
I understand that. Shoot, I had to put together a whole, a scavenger hunt for my boys, so my wife bought them some Nerf guns or something like that.
Had a good time. Did Easter egg hunting at the house with the great-grandbabies Sunday afternoon.
It was a good day for it, too. I mean, at least the weather turned out that day.
It's supposed to rain this weekend.
Had too many good days lately. It's time for some rain, I guess.
Liz, we've had so much rain, my toes are webbing up.
Okay.
Day looking at you this morning.
Hey, that went downside. My family's gone right now. They went to Savannah. So when I go home and eat, it's all good to start with, and then I need to wear it on. It's like, it's too quiet in this house.
Night again, I was in a bad spot, didn't copy everything.
And the family's gone right now. It's all right once I first get home, but as the evening wears on, I realize it's too quiet in my house. This is not normal.
They're grown and got families of their own. Well, if it's quiet at my house, that's the way I feel. Something's wrong.
Yesterday, it was really weird. I never watch movies on Netflix or something, but I finally turned something on and found something to watch on there.
Weekend, I did the QSO party out of Mississippi and Poland. Did get but I think 8 contacts, 7 in the States and 1 from Poland.
Man, I've been hoping the propagation will open up a little bit. Keep hearing about the solar cycle, but still haven't quite seen it. It's kind of stayed pretty low. I turn on, FP8, I do that. I'll turn that on in the evening just see if I can hear, like, Montana. Still need that state and a couple others, but they don't pop up, so I end up turning the radio back off.
AW Mobile.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Survived the grandbabies.
One, the others didn't come.
Bummer.
He had a water pipe in his yard that was leaking that he needed to fix. And that, but, you know, I told him a year ago it was leaking.
Around to it?
And the biggest reason is he didn't want to be around his sister.
Sometimes you just gotta forgive and forget.
Anybody but the grandkids.
Still trying to get out in traffic.
I said he didn't hurt nobody but the grandkids. Man, we got a dump truck convention going on here.
Oh.
6 of them sitting here at the red light.
Yep. On this I-85. Traffic's a little bit crazy this morning.
Party over the weekend. I only had 8 contacts. I had 5 Mississippis and 3 parks.
8, 7 in country and 1 from Poland.
How about it? I started draining the water off the top of the pool cover. Next thing I know, the pool's open.
Tied out, didn't you?
My boys did. They were stupid.
I've got one, and I tell you, they're nice to have, but I wouldn't want the headache.
Can be. I try to take care of everything myself, and I tell you what, during the summertime, I'll cut grass or weed eat, and then I'll just jump straight in the pool, and I'll spend the next hour or so just cleaning it. Just gives me a good reason to be in it.
But man, don't you, Ken?
That one. It don't ever get hot enough long enough where I'm at to, you know, I had that above ground, but it never got the water warm enough for me.
They definitely don't get real warm. They lose heat fast. You can't get in them in the evening. I think some days during the summer, whatever, man, it gets so hot, it's just like bath water.
Big trees in the backyard, and the problem is when it's the heat of the day, the sun's behind those trees, so it never gets to heat it up very well.
It's usually in the sun till about maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. Got my first shot yesterday. Man, that freaking place was packed. Upstate, and then their National Guard armor, whatever it is that they've got on campus, they've got it set up. There was a ton of people there. I mean, a ton of KO4C.
Thank you, Pete, for an idea. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to take any of those shots, not unless I'm just absolutely made to.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, I'm not taking it.
Really planning on it. I've had some of my associates get sick, and then I just start feeling like a hypochondriac. But been a couple people there that I've known that just kind of changed my mind just a little bit, so I went ahead. Since I'm around so many people so often all day, I figured it'd be a good choice.
Would you have taken it if they just called it the flu?
No, I have not had a flu shot ever, but I was a guy I worked with on night shift, and same age as me, I mean, probably, you know, about the same, I guess, and they ended up putting him on a respirator. Luckily, he recovered, but it was to the point where they were, you know, getting ready to pull him off the respirator just so his wife could tell him goodbye. I don't know what changed, but he bounced back.
It's a bad flu, but I'm just going to take my chances. They just pushing the issue too much.
Here.
Medical research for me.
You know, pushing it really hard, no research, and then, you know, on something that's 99.9% survivable.
So bad. I'm sitting there, and they've got this, I guess, like a PowerPoint going, and one of the questions on it was something about not wearing a mask. And it said something about they don't really understand how the shot does something to do with coronavirus. I didn't get the whole statement, but you still have to wear your mask. I'm like, that's a bunch of crap.
And she was saying we needed more research on it before we started giving it to kids. It's changing and mutating and everything. That's the darn flu. You know, the ones that you get vaccine shots against and everything, they don't keep changing.
The same way where if you're going to do it, you're going to have to get it every so often. Because, I mean, just like the influenza, I guess. I mean, there's so many different strains out there. Yeah, it's going to be the exact same way, I believe, in the long run.
The main people that are, you know, pushing it and behind it and everything, the same ones that 20 years ago was talking about depopulating the earth.
Yeah, I figured if I had to worry about being sterile, I was already done with kids anyway, so.
When they were first coming out with those flu shots, you know, people got it the first year, and then the second year when they got one, it had a reaction and it took them out. You know, and so it's nothing to, you know, wait a few years and give you a flu shot, take you out, and just say, oh, you died of the flu.
I can't really argue with that point. I understand that completely. Like I said, if this one don't last long term, I don't see me going to get another one.
But, you know, people with O positive blood didn't get it very bad, so I'm O positive, so that makes my chances a little bit better anyway.
In all the years I spent in the fire department, I still don't know what blood type I am.
How is that possible?
I mean, it was on my tag and everything I had to wear on my helmet, but I don't know. I guess I never asked. See, I got red blood too.
We're having a convention at the QT. That's where they were all headed. question how come this year that the regular flu is almost non-existent.
Government money for the regular flu. I thought about you guys yesterday morning. I got done and back home at 4:30 yesterday morning, and I was sawing logs about 5.
All logs right now.
I just got done, and I'm headed to the barn.
On the road, that truck will be late tomorrow for sure.
It is Wednesday.
They went yesterday. They went to Folly Beach just for the day, and had one of the granddaughter to see the ocean. It took them almost 7 hours.
Right there, good Lord.
Sister-in-law came down, and they went hooked up with Susan's aunt. And went to Panama City. She's got a condo down there, and it's usually a 7-hour ride. Took them 11. Social distancing in the same place.
Stayed home, but I couldn't go nowhere, no way. I had to work.
Another trip to Myrtle. Hopefully I get to go fishing this time. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm pulling in the parking lot now, and I need to run on inside. So I hope y'all have a great day. Be careful out there on the road, and hopefully I'll ask you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Have a good one.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Say, it's supposed to rain this weekend. You think it's going to? You think a just sort of shooting a blank right now?
Yeah. I think there's a storm coming through. They showed, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Only like a 40% chance of pop-ups. Regular summertime thing.
Got here delivering papers. It'll rain.
You're probably right on that one.
Rain clouds have got something against me. In the truck, have a little drizzle. As soon as I step out, the bottom falls out.
Always works out, right?
That station out of Slovenia in the afternoons.
In the afternoons, because you know Susan's been off most of the days, and that she's been off. She was off Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening, yesterday, and today.
Been keeping you busy.
Be on for about an hour, I think, Saturday morning.
Pennsylvania. I don't know what he's running, but I'll be honest with you, he sounds like he's right next door.
Most of the weekend, you know, my refrigerator is going out, and that, so we were looking for a refrigerator, and it looked like nobody was having any.
You mean they got a shortage on the refrigerators now?
And finally found one at Jeff Lynch that was actually in stock. They're delivering it today. If you went to, like, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's and that, they didn't have any. And it's like, well, this one's back ordered. This one's not due until April the 30th. And this one's coming in on May 15th and everything. And nobody has any. It's just, with that Suez Canal thing and COVID and that, nobody has any.
Thing was running a little behind, but I didn't run it. Didn't figure that was running far behind.
And you know, Home Depot's got, you know, 40 floor models and that, but they don't stock any of them.
Not at all. I know Electrolux down in Anderson that makes refrigerators. They were still operating normal.
Line and you know what I mean, they start looking, they'll say back ordered, do, you know, take immediate delivery May 15th.
Real out one, they say it's now a special order.
At times it'd be just a regular grill, right?
That right. I tried to find one everywhere and nope. nobody had one. I called the company and he said, we don't have any. And right now, we really don't know when we will have some. So that put a spur under my saddle.
You know, it stuck on one of those ships that couldn't get through the Suez Canal, and then you had everybody went around on that, and so that made them a little bit later going around, and then everybody showed up in the port at the same time, and now they can't get unloaded, and so it's just a big catastrophe.
The problem down in Charleston, because a new port opened up last week, so there's actually two big ports unloading out of there now.
As long as one of them don't get turned sideways in there.
Turned sideways in that inlet, that's a mighty big boat. Work set up for the what you call the mega ships, ones that are twice as big as the normal ships.
Windstorm that blew that ship over to the side like that.
Windstorms, big sandstorms that it blew the ship, plus it put a lot of sand into the canal.
He's going three times the speed he was supposed to be going, so that made it, you know, when he ran aground, it was really bad.
Get yourself up. Not for looking at a busy startup day, or you think it's just going to be a gradual?
Back up, I think, over the weekends, and that is, yesterday was a regular day. Today looks like it's going to be a regular day. I got some issues with some filters. I got to figure out how to get some more filters. The regular filter company's having issues and that, and so the media that they use, they started using it for face masks, so there's a shortage there, so just kind of struggling a little bit here.
To be honest with you, maybe I'll be ashamed of myself. I just about was wearing a mask. Lifted everything on April 1st.
Greenville, I think the Greenville mayor was lifting his stuff on the tent. Isn't that right?
Leave you right.
When I can get rid of this damn mask, I mean, it's only for decoration anyway.
Just a placebo. You're gonna get it. I mean, that you can't help it. That's the way I look at it. If it's meant for me to get it, I'll get it. If not, I won't.
Man, you know, the guy in the office, his wife got it, and he's got it. And that, but I mean, I think it's no worse than just a bad flu.
Few people where their wives got it and they've never gotten it.
The way it was, I think Susan had it, you know what I mean? But I never did get sick. And I think if you factor out all the people that were in hospice that died and everything and take them all out of the equation, you don't even have a number to even deal with.
Doctors over here at Oconee said a guy died of the virus, and come find out he died of the flu, and family wanted it changed on the death certificate, and he wouldn't change it, so now they're in a big lawsuit.
And, you know, probably 90% of them, you know, were just regular flu anyway, and you just can't tell the difference, you know, and that, and it's just ridiculous that, you know, you look at the graph for the flu and that, you know, and it's always up there really high, and then all of a sudden this year it just dropped right off. And it's like, really, nobody questions it?
I questioned it, but it's just, I don't know. I've noticed people that have gotten over it the quickest are the ones that just kept, you know, they stayed home, but yet they went outside and did what needed to be done and tried to run a normal life. And the ones that just sat down and basically said, here I am, are the ones that didn't make it.
Yeah, and I was reading an article that said that all the news media or whatever are owned by just six companies. You know, all the radio, all the TV and everything and that, and the newspapers and that. So they're just feeding you what they want you to hear or what they want you to believe.
Watch the news anymore. Can't believe anything they tell you now. It's just all political backed and aimed at blaming one person for this when somebody else is actually at fault, because that person's sliding money in their pocket and everything else.
So much damage now, it's going to take years to recover from it.
Right. I'm just going to be honest with you, it's just terrible. And I just hope none of our radios go down because we can't get any parts to fix them. I think it was Patrick said he called HRO and they didn't have a HF rig at all.
They got advertisements all over the place, but nobody's got any. He says, yeah, we'll sell it to you. We don't know when it's going to come, but we'll sell it to you.
My money until it's in hand.
New way of doing business.
Not for me, it ain't.
KX. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick.
I give you my money, I want my product.
With one of those right now, they took my money, but the product won't be here for another 2 weeks. Even though they're advertised, they have it in stock.
Sucker advertisement.
Until it's too late.
True. I ordered a couple of cast iron pots from Cabela's. They said it'd be here in 3 days. Well, it turned out it took 6 days, but it wasn't their fault. It was FedEx.
Problem is the breakdown in deliveries.
FedEx and UPS guys, they've been struggling here lately.
I'm going to step into the house. Mama done got the kitchen light on and done cut the porch light on. That means breakfast is about done. So I will catch y'all in the morning. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. KM4 and AP sending 73s.
Hope you have an awesome day. And Ed, I'm rolling up to the gate now, so I'm out of here. And Patrick, hope you have a good day, and I'll look forward to maybe catching you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Hey, both of you have a good day, and I'll look forward to talking to you later, Ken. KO4 HKX. Clear.